podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Obviously, we're feeling the vibe. Socceroos playing today v Paraguay. You can see the live site. Johnston Park's going to have a free family-friendly event. We're going to be down there from 11:30, right?
So cool.
But it's just so nice to get around soccer again, right? And yeah. I think there's a lot of people that might not watch it all the time, but then things like this happen and you get on board.
Yeah, you get swept up in it.
It's so cool. On Wednesday night, SBS premiered a documentary. It's called Wog Ball, Australia's Beautiful Game. Here's a trailer.
Being a migrant, you have to fit in with what it meant to be typically Australian. Going to school, going to work, you had to conduct yourself a certain way, you had to eat certain things, you had meat pies and sausage rolls, you had to discuss the footy, and then the weekends, you ate your own food, you spoke a different language. So football's at the centre of that. That's why it's such an embedded part of our identity as we grow up, and it was a part of you the same way that you were born into a Catholic family, you were born into a Croatian family, you were born into a soccer family.
This is the real story of Wog Ball.
Is that Anthony LaPaglia?
How did you
LaPaglia?
How many extra vowels did you put on? Is that LaPaglia? It is Anthony LaPaglia.
Yeah,
okay,
cool.
So he actually hosts this documentary, and it is about an hour and 20 minutes. It was so good. Dad was the one that texted me and said, you need to watch this,
cool.
And basically it chronicles how football in Australia fought through racism and media trouble and, you know, derogatory label, Wogball. And it is hosted by Anthony because he actually used to be a soccer player.
I didn't know that.
And so this documentary, maybe it hit harder for home for me.
Obviously.
Because, migrant background and I remember being like, we would all play soccer. Right? We would all play soccer in the backyard, and soccer was the sport that we'd all play, right? And then I remember being in primary school and wanting to play soccer, and there were only guys' teams. And I know that it's crazy, me playing sport, right? But there was literally only me and then one other girl who was the goalie.
Oh, right? Okay. So here's me thinking that there was girl teams, but they just went, oh, no, actually, Lauren, there's no girls' teams.
So it kind of goes into all that, and it just really touched my heart. This is really, really cool viewing. Mm. And not just because soccer is happening at the moment, but it's a good opportunity to kind of get into it. But it also, Geelong is mentioned.
Oh, cool.
Facts about players and what their parents did to get them to be household names, and just how migrant families put everything on the line, and also how soccer brought people who travelled halfway across the world to this country and were like, yes, we're Australians, but then look, we've also got this game that brings us so much joy, and you know, we can all meet each other and feel safe in our community. It's just really, really cool. I really, really enjoyed it. A whole bunch of things are tackled in this as well, as you know, it even involves all the way back in the 50s, there was a VFL game. Oh, it was in the 60s, sorry, 1964. There was a VFL game at Olympic Park. Mm. And it was VFL the soccer players from Slavia Melbourne Soccer Club, right? So everyone was like, soccer is a girls' game. It's Wog Ball, blah, blah, blah. And then so they got together a charity match. Now, Ron Barassi was one of the people that played in this VFL game.
Yeah.
And when I was chatting to Dad after the doco, he said that my grandfather was at that game.
Oh, cool.
And they watched it, and the soccer players played the VFL team in soccer.
Okay, so they played soccer rather than
playing footy. And the footy players like, nah, how hard is this, whatever. Well, the soccer team killed them 8-0.
As
right?
you would,
And everyone was laughing and just brought all the communities together.
Nice.
And it was great. It was a charity football match. So that was something really cool that I didn't know that happened in our backyard, and that my grandfather was at that game. So, yeah, I think it's really worth watching. You can stream it anytime. It's on SBS. It's called Wog Ball, Australia's Beautiful Game. And, yeah, it goes for about an hour and a bit.
Imagine them when they won, just everyone in the crowd waving Cabanossi in the air or something like that, you know.
Salami. You get it, mate.
I do.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
This is in the Daily Mail.
Yes. In the Daily Mail.
In the Daily Mail.
Oh, we've made the papers, guys.
We've made the papers. Geelong. It involves Geelong grammar.
Mm.
And students, when they're younger, They go to Timbertop for a year.
Yeah.
Right? If you've been to Geelong Grammar, you know, basically they take you up to the mountains, mm-hmm. or that used to be the mountains. I don't know where it is now. They take you up there and they, it's like no phone, no calling your parents. It's very like you've got a...
Lord of the Flies style.
Lord of the Flies.
You get a conch shell and someone rises to the top and then they are the ruler for the year.
Yeah, you've got to like stoke a fire for heat and I don't know. Anyway,
Peter Pan's there.
I just say it's actually good.
Rufio.
I think it does teach kids some skills that they'll, you know, you never know.
Yeah. Anyone in particular that you've heard that from as a first-hand sort of account?
Yeah.
Or you, do you know anyone that sort of had gone through
that? Yeah, I know a couple.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, good.
Yeah, and they can like throw up a tent. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's good.
You've done all right for yourself. The circles that you move in.
So 11 of Geelong Grammar's school students have snuck out of Timbertop at night.
I don't blame them.
And so they've snuck out. So the Australian are reporting this, and then the Daily Mail have got a hold of it. So it's going, right?
Yeah.
So the school launched this investigation, and 8 days later they found out that the year nine kids, and they were aged between 14 and 15, walked 7.5 Ks to the pub.
Impressive.
And arrived at midnight. They snuck out.
Yeah.
And they smoke ciggies and vapes and they tried to call their parents too because they're not allowed to contact their parents, right? Yeah. They were all girls.
Yeah.
Right? Which somehow I'm just like, I know I shouldn't be, but I'm like, yeah, the girls. Like,
Right? Yeah. It's impressive. Like 7.5. I don't know if I've ever walked 7.5 kilometres.
They found out that this unauthorised trip was planned via letters. Because obviously they don't have their phones and stuff.
Smoke signals.
So it's like an old school, you know what I mean?
Carvings in wood.
And I'm like, oh, you can't be angry at that, can you? I mean, there's a security risk there.
Pretty resourceful.
There's a security risk.
Isn't that what you're teaching them? You're teaching them to be independent and resourceful.
Yeah, right. I mean, they got in trouble.
Mm.
And then this article is saying that some parents knew and didn't report it to the school. So the school's a little bit angry, right? But I'm just like, if this was like at a Werribee school, like it wouldn't even make the news.
Well, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Also, it wouldn't be Durry's, would it? No.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
We visited FATV Jerky on Cowie Street in North Geelong this week and went and saw how it all unfolds.
Very cool.
Mm, how it's all sort of shriveled up and made delicious.
Yes.
And, so that video is up on our Instagram now, KROCK Geelong. You can check that out. We've got Tony and Vanessa here from FATV Jerky. Thanks for coming in, guys. Again, thank you for your patience. We have our own KROCK football beer, and we thought what goes perfectly with beer? Jerky.
But the thing is that Jimmy James, my partner, has been trying to make jerky, and bless his heart, it's definitely not anywhere near as good as yours, and we know that. But he also just went too hard with the flavour. Now, you guys are known for your flavour. Flavour queen, Vanessa, you get that all the time. People seek out your flavour, is that right?
All the time.
All the time. And so...
Don't say flavour anymore because you're making it weird.
Okay. Seeking out my flavour. And so I want a jerky that's just an entry jerky. Just something like that's
basic,
like salted
sort of,
meat,
yeah,
right? And then, Tony, you heard that. You called up and said, well, you know what? We've got the facilities. How about we try and get you the perfect jerky for a low taste bud situation?
Yep.
And I said, I'm cool with this.
Mm. Mm. Vanessa, is that as someone who, you know, knows flavour, has it been a challenge to sort of
dial
together something basic?
Yes and no.
Mm.
Okay.
We're very creative at FATV Jerky.
Absolutely. No, we saw that this
week. We did. Yeah. And everyone wore a hairnet, which I'm really happy about. That's great.
I felt a bit attacked.
When you asked Tom to put one on, that was the best. And you've got a couple of bags in here. We're going to do a taste test. What are we working with?
With plain and plain.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's plain one and plain two.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Tom, you and I got our hands on some. We were making some, as you can see in the video.
Mm.
Is anything in this bag one of the ones that Tom and I made?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
That worries me.
Yeah, that's well.
Because I don't want your hands on my meat.
No, I don't. There's a gag there, but there's kids in the car. So it's the last day of school, so I'm going to leave that one alone.
Okay,
but that said, look, we had varying degrees of success as the way we seasoned. We didn't put the seasoning together. We didn't know what it was, did we? We just we did the sprinkling and we did the laying out of the meat. Just quickly, Vanessa, who did a better job of laying out the meat?
Am I judging on action or just the actual?
Well, we'll talk about seasoning in a second, but just the actual
you went way too hard with the seasoning. Your hips aren't involved.
Loggy was actually perfection at putting them down.
Perfection. Perfection.
Noticing a theme here, Vanessa. I feel like you may have
the girls.
Yeah. And what about seasoning-wise? Did anyone excel at the...
Absolutely you, Tom.
Ah, yes.
Ah, okay. Well, Tony, is there any truth to the rumour that if you season jerky when you're angry, you can taste it in the final product?
100%.
Okay.
What? So, I'm glad we didn't have one of our
We were vibing high.
Yeah, we didn't have one of our tips.
All right, we were vibing high. All right, so what do we got? What do we got here?
Which one have we got? A big bag, Vanessa. What's in this one bag that you've got here?
Oh, it's a surprise.
It's a surprise. Both of them are surprise.
Okay.
Lovie's got a bag.
I'm going to give you that bag. Okay. This is plane number one.
Okay.
And I've got plane number two. Mm. Okay. What are you tasting?
I'm eating jerky.
Mm-hmm.
That has
I'm also eating jerky. Can you explain maybe bag number two why we're chewing on this delicious jerky, Vanessa?
Bag number two is absolute perfection.
Mm.
It's just got a beautiful, slightly little flavour of a little bit umami like Loggy would like.
Yeah. Okay. Because I've got bag one and that was basically what I tasted then too, but also...
Bag number two.
Oh, do I bag number two? So that was perfection. There we go. That's why I tasted like
bag
what you were saying.
Bag two is perfection like me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tony, have you tried both of these? Do you prefer bag one or bag two?
I prefer them all.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right, Switzerland.
Oh,
no, bag two is way better. Did we make bag one?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's get rid of the one that we made.
Yeah.
Because I can taste the anger.
And the sadness. There's a real deep sadness. okay. It's still nice.
Mm.
But definitely the one made by the professionals is.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is exactly what I've been looking for. We found it, jerky!
So bag two is what we're going
with? Bag two.
Are we okay with going with bag
Absolutely.
Two?
Absolutely.
Yay!
Right. Yeah, that's where the personality and the attitude comes in.
Yeah, okay, yeah. All right, this was bag one that we did was never going to win then.
No.
All right, we've got Tony and Vanessa in the studio from FATV Jerky. We do need to nail down a name as well for our jerky. We would like to have a chat to you about that next, if that's okay, guys.
Sure.
Stick around.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Tony and Vanessa from FATV Jerky are here in the studio. We are finally about to put a name on Loggy Jerky. It's the jerky with just a little bit of flavour, an entryway jerky, something that everyone can enjoy.
Can you just say entry level? You've been saying it's entry jerky, it's an, and it just ties in with your name too much. If you just go entry level, it makes it nice and...
Okay.
Less sus.
Sorry.
Please.
So what bag did we end up choosing again? We just had a taste test
bag
and we
two.
Chose bag two. Bag one was the one that we made, Tom, and it was terrible.
And no, it wasn't terrible. It was still okay.
You could just taste that it was not made by a professional.
Mm.
So we have chosen bag two. Bag two is not something that would fly off the shelves, would it, Vanessa, if it was called FATV's bag two. I mean, that doesn't do anything, does it?
No.
So we need a catchy name. We need something that's a little bit pizzazzable.
Yeah.
And we've got some suggestions. Now, yesterday I suggested missionary jerky. Okay?
Can I get some jerky music going? Sorry, just...
Oh, good.
Well, your one didn't work. No, that's not
Peruvian good. Music, of course. Look, so missionary jerky was mine. And Tom had basic B jerky, which I think is a little bit offensive. Thoughts, Tony? Offensive?
Well, on Instagram you said that you weren't going to let go. So
Good. I like that. So a few other names that we got from callers were, we had Loggy Flakes, which is no, absolutely not. Base Camp, which I like. It's kind of base camp before you go up the mountain, try different flavours. We also had Girls Gone Mild. and Morningwood, which I think, I don't think, well, yeah, Morningwood, that's...
No. Well, if we were doing a his and hers, that probably would fit.
Morningwood.
Missionary and Tom's Morningwood.
Okay. Okay. We also got some late entries in last night.
I've
we
not had, heard these yet.
So. We had Wild to Mild.
Wild to Mild, I don't
know. Someone suggested Solid Log. And log jam as log well. That's everything that we're working with at the moment. Thoughts and feelings. We'll start with you, Tony.
Do you have a favourite?
Well, I did a little bit of playing with the missionary jerky, and if we add a little bit
potential.
Of add a little bit of extra to it, and say something like. Yeah, missionary jerky, no acrobatics required.
Okay, all right.
I'm listening.
Teeing with the theme.
Yeah. What, have you got any other taglines that would work with the missionary one?
Well, you did mention that you wanted a vanilla jerky, so we've got missionary jerky, vanilla, maybe, delicious, definitely.
Okay, cute.
Yeah.
Cute, like that. Like that. Vanessa, do you have any other suggestions? I like that we're leaning towards missionary. I feel like it's going to happen.
And then it was missionary jerky, the flavour your parents approve of.
Okay. No, I don't want to be thinking about mum and dad when I'm jumping into this jerky.
What's the last one on that list there?
Maybe missionary jerky, reliable, predictable, gets the job done.
Yes. Okay. This is what you've been going with the whole time. I think we've found our name.
You reckon?
I think missionary jerky. Tom and Loggy's missionary jerky.
Are we going to lock it in?
Oh, I think so.
Locked in.
Yeah! Missionary jerky.
We will nail down the tagline later, but just confirming, you are going to put that on bags of jerky that we will then be able to give away to people. FATV, Tom and Loggy's missionary jerky.
Absolutely.
It's happening.
Oh, my God. FATV jerky. Get online. Check them out. Even better. Go visit you guys. Cowie Street in North Geelong, yeah?
Yes, at 13 Cowie Street.
13 Cowie Street.
All the products there. You got a whole wall full of stuff. And also you've got a wall of toilet paper as well, which is great for anyone that wants the gringo killer and has a bit in the car and can't quite make it all the home. Way home.
Always be prepared.
All right. You have your mission now, guys. You know the flavour. You know the name. Please go forth and make some wonderful jerky for us. We can't wait to see the final product.
Too easy.
Thank you, Tony and Vanessa from FATV Jerky.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Love me a survey. We love a survey, don't we?
Survey says we love it.
Ding, ding, ding. This one was conducted in Sydney, so... Okay.
We'll take it.
I don't know how much we can sort of take this as gospel, but it revolves around bras. So I'm more coming to you for a bit of accuracy, a bit of perspective.
Oh, yeah? About one of these things?
I don't know. Yeah, the over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
No, I don't want to show you that one. It's my skin-coloured one.
That's it. Okay. Are you not wearing a bra? Is that why?
No, yeah.
I would know.
Keep going. I feel awkward.
How often should you be washing your bra?
I don't care what anyone tells me.
Okay.
I don't wash my bra once a week.
Yeah.
Probably maybe once a month I wash my bra, and I don't care. If someone says you have to wash it every 2 days, it's not a sports bra, I'm not. No. If it stinks, I'll wash it.
Okay.
But I'm so sick of this coming up in conversation and feeling like I'm a dirty person.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, God.
No,
I got
that's
so
fine.
Triggered.
Sorry, I brought it up.
No, it's good. Why? What are they saying?
Well, so apparently it varies wildly, like what people say. Like, there's no one's got a. There doesn't seem to be a general consensus, except to say that it depends on the usage of said bra.
Yes. So, for example, if you're putting it on, for dinner, right, and you know. It's going to be on for 5 hours because you'll have 2 hours of dinner and then 1 hour of drinks and then, by that stage, it's off.
You're off into, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, that's fine. There's no point in washing it. It's lacy. It's expensive.
Sorry, are you like not wearing a bra in the afternoon going,
I'm saying.
Dinner, all right, let me just put my bra on.
No, I'm saying, speaking of dinner, if you go out for dinner and then you come home for takeaway.
Okay, that's your word. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And then you've got sports bras, which you might go and do spin and you sweat all over it, right? Well, that's different. You'll wash that one more than the lacy one that you only wear for like 5 hours on a Saturday night. Okay,
got it. Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. And also the day-to-day ones, like you know, they're not for show. They're for just function. Apparently you need to wash them more regularly.
Well, I don't care. I'll wash them when I feel like it. And I just...
Sidebar. Side question.
It hurts. Why does it hurt so much?
Yeah. The bra?
No. I mean, well,
me
God.
Asking questions. I get it.
No, me. I hurt myself.
Side note. When it is a Saturday night bra,
yeah,
and you're expecting it to not stay on for the whole the duration,
yeah,
do you ever think about
where it lands?
No. Who cares?
Okay.
No, the ease of unclip it, like
that's not my problem.
Yeah,
that's your problem.
No, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Do you ever think it like?
No, don't put that pressure on us.
No, I'm just
figure
wondering.
It out.
I just want to know. Yeah,
figure it out.
Oh, I have.
And you don't. Okay, left-handed. This guy.
One-handed, this left-handed. Guy, I'll do it.
You've always said, go on.
Yours is already unplugged.
Let's go.
You don't even
let's
know.
Let's go.
Yours
come
is
around.
Unclicked. Yours is unclicked.
Come
do you
around.
Have any?
Nah, let's test
do
it.
Do
one
it?
Hand.
Okay,
come
I'll
on.
Do it. Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
Do it one-handed.
No, I need to be facing your front. You can't turn around. I can't.
What do you mean facing my front?
What?
Oh, no. I don't want to. No.
I've never done it from the back before.
Okay.
I mean, taking off.
Oh, you must try.
Oh, my God. It's Friday.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast, and hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.